Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. By the power vested in me by the great state of Minnesota, I pronounce you married. You may now eat ass. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, dear.
Thank you to Gherkin Thirst Trap for that catchphrase submission. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. Happy Decky Doggy to everyone out there. We are now in the throes of December. None can dispute that. Who would argue with such a statement? No one. No one amongst us. We have a great show coming up a little later. We have a mythical creature. We also have a budding artist. That's exciting. Let's get to first someone who sort of is a mythical creature and a budding artist in his own way. He has been on the show many times before. I believe I met him when he was dressed as a turtle. And I don't mean turtle from Entourage. Please welcome back to the show, Christian Bruhn.
Thank you so much for making that distinction between a real turtle and a turtle from
Entourage. He would be
a real ninja turtle.
He would be wearing a baseball cap, yep. A t-shirt, a pretty clean white t-shirt.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not wearing that currently.
Yeah,
I do
and
have
then
a baseball cap.
Sweats? I'm trying to think of below
guy.
The waistband on turtle.
I'm not a sweats.
Oh. Shimmy?
Hey!
Hey, gang.
Hey,
oh, Shimmy. I've never met you before.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Christian Bruhn, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm Shimmy.
Hey, Shimmy.
Hey, Shimmy.
Hey.
You were on a couple of weeks ago.
Was I?
Yeah, you were.
Well, wow. Now I'm back.
Yeah, you are.
I think you wore basketball shorts a lot.
You wore basketball shirts, really? Yeah. Like the long ones, the Adam Sandler ones?
Yeah.
Oh, and then classy.
What was his tequila that he made?
Oh, that's right. He had, or he wanted everyone to get involved in buying tequila, right? Or did he actually ever get it made?
I think he got it made.
He was. Was he the most successful of all the chums?
No.
The Entourage chums?
I think Vinny Chase was.
Well,
he
that's
is Queens
true.
Boulevard.
Yeah. What a movie.
Well, gotta go by.
Oh, okay, bye, Shimmy.
Bye, Shimmy. Wow. Entourage fan. I don't know
I
how he sees it trapped here in the Earwolf studio.
Oh, hey, yeah. Shimmy. Don't forget, Townland's got a new single coming out.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you play for Townland.
That's right, I do.
Did you play on this one?
Yeah, I played one of the instruments. Okay, gotta go, bye.
How did they get him? He's
Hi,
been
Matt
trapped
Corley
here in the
here,
studio.
Just to tell you that Shimmy
what?
Has joined the band.
Hey, Matt.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, Shims?
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Wasn't Shimmy in the band last time, Matt? You were on the...
Unofficial, but we certified it, we notarized it, we went down to the Norwalk County Registrar and made it official.
official.
Incredible. Congratulations, wow. Shimmy.
Look at this wax seal.
Oh, and it's not what you
think.
Oh, you know what it means. Come on.
Okay, sure.
We're having a good time.
We are having a good time.
We're friends.
Oh, yeah, we're great friends.
Well, gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
We're such good friends because he leaves immediately.
Yeah, that
before things
works.
Can get contentious.
Yeah. I should go too. Bye.
Oh, okay. Oh, bye.
Didn't even get to say hi to Matt.
Hi. Right. Bye.
Oh, guy, he popped right back in for
Matt,
that.
Over here.
Oh, what do you get out of the corner and go wander the halls again? Well, Christian, welcome back to the show. So
thank
good to
you.
See you.
Good to see you.
Basketball shorts. I'm getting the answer.
At all times.
Yeah.
Is what I like
kicks?
To wear.
Yes.
Fresh kicks. I actually do have fresh kicks. I hate wearing sneakers with jeans, and I'm now moving into that era of my life.
Yeah. You're in your 40s or 50s now?
Yes, I'm in my... Okay. I am in my 40s, but not near my 50s.
You're not even near,
not
really.
Even near.
Really? How far away are we?
We're talking like north of 5 years.
Okay, so about 5 years?
Seven.
Five and a half?
It's seven.
Oh, okay.
It's seven. No, I've got some fresh New Balance kicks on it because...
hey, look at that big Z on those.
Oh, no, it's an N.
Oh, is that an N?
Yeah, I was holding it up.
Okay,
it,
wow.
It was, yeah, I wasn't facing the right way.
That was for zebra because they have stripes on them.
I call it a zebra, and I say Z.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Is that true? You're Canadian, famously.
I'm a Canadian. Yep, famously. So.
You're on the Mangianello Manhattan Mystery. What Canadian show are you on?
Murdoch Mysteries.
Murdoch Mysteries.
That's right.
And it was not about Matt Murdock.
No.
Daredevil with your friend.
It was about Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, okay, yeah. Really? And he kills someone every
his
episode?
His ancestor in the 1800s. Yeah.
Ah, interesting.
It's not what it's about.
But you, I don't know. You're
I say
on a,
Zed.
You
I'm
say
Canadian.
Zed. That's right. Yeah. And is I'm looking down at the paper for something to talk about. You have a new show,
wow,
The
thanks.
Recruit.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. It's on Netflix. It's coming out.
Is this isn't this the Rookie?
No, but it's
you're
by,
not on The Rookie.
No, but it's by the creator
FBI
of The Rookie.
Rookie. Is it really?
It really is. Alexi
so what
Hawley.
Is this, so what does this person do? Who is this?
Alexi Hawley. He's
Alexi
our showrunner and writer and
what's
creator.
What does this motherfucker do? He's out there and he's like, what's another name for Rookie? Like, come on, bro.
And it has to start with an R.
Yeah.
Those are his parameters.
He's got three shows and they all are the same thing.
Yes.
The rookie FBI.
This is
the
not
recruit.
A spinoff. This
come
is
on, bro.
This is not a spinoff.
How about the relatively new hire?
Hey,
oh, hey, Jimmy's back.
Hey, it
Jimmy.
Starts with an R too. That would actually work. I'm gonna take that to Alexi, see what he says.
So what is this Recruit about? Let me guess. It's about an older guy who like joins the cop. He starts being a cop, even though he's older.
I'm Matt Gourley. Joins the cop.
Joins the cop.
Gotta run.
I don't think you're allowed to come in here just to make fun of.
Try catch me. Shimmy away.
I think he came in because you started talking like he does.
Oh, okay.
I know talent when I see it.
Gotta go back.
And hear it.
So what is it about?
It's about, it stars Noah Centineo and he is.
Okay, now this was the guy who was going to play He-Man.
That's right.
And then they were like, nah,
no man.
It. Yeah, no ma'am. I play no ma'am.
He's in Black Adam. He plays Adam Smasher.
Does your Adam Smasher?
Atom
now,
Smasher.
See, this is the perfect guy to fight Black Adam.
No, he doesn't.
A guy
that's
who
not
smashes
Adam.
Atoms.
Oh, yeah, but it's not Adam. It's Atom.
They're like evenly matched.
It's Atom Smasher.
Well, wonderful. He yes, seems like a great
he's wonderful.
Piece of talent.
He's great piece of talent. He's a tall, dark, handsome young man. He plays a fresh law school graduate coming into the CIA in the office of the general counsel. And he's basically...
You play his dumb shit boss? What
I do not play his dumb shit boss. I play another lawyer at the CIA who's been there a little too long. He's very frazzled, very
slovenly
stressed out.
Boss who
he's
like
very
wanders
slovenly.
In every once in
no,
a while.
No, no, no. He's
like,
very slovenly.
His,
I will give you that.
His filing cabinet is just full of like random loose
yes,
things.
Yes, absolutely. My office looks like garbage. I look like garbage. They give me like sweaty... They make me sweaty every take. Armpit sweat.
Good.
Face sweat. They blotch my face... And make it red and blotchy. I'm kind of always on too much caffeine and speed, and
you're always going to the bathroom because of all the caffeine.
They don't show that like, part. Yeah, they don't show that part, unfortunately.
Yeah. They should. More shows should show when characters go to the bathroom.
I agree, and I think it would be very interesting to see what comes out of my character.
I remember that on 24, that was always the criticism against it. It's like, when does Jack Bauer go to the bathroom? And it's like, they did show him sleeping, and I think the first season, he took a nap, because everyone's like, when does he nap? When does he nap? And then they were like, oh, we don't didn't have to do this.
Yeah. I mean,
he like took a nap during commercials. He like, you see him nod off and then it goes beep, beep, beep. That's and then amazing. Like it comes back beep, beep, beep. And he like jolts himself awake.
It's I
like,
think our show should have that in there. Yeah. I think that'd be nice. There is a scene where I am napping and I get jolted awake.
Really?
So I will give you that.
Which episode?
First episode.
First Spoiler. Episode? Spoiler. Why are you jolted awake? What are you?
I'm
news?
I'm not at liberty to say.
You can't talk about it. Look, no one cares about
this
show.
It's the CIA,
man. You
can't
talk about any of it?
I mean, I can talk about what it's about. Noah Centineo, fresh out of law school, joins
Come on,
the CIA.
Man, give me something.
He gets pulled down the rabbit hole of a gray mail case. It's like blackmail in the CIA. Someone, you know, they get a stack of papers of people trying to like gray mail the CIA. He finds one and pulls him down a rabbit hole. That's what it's about.
Literally?
There's no hole in a rabbit that he gets pulled through. I'm sorry.
And where'd you film this? Canada?
We filmed it in Montreal, but it takes place in Washington, D.C. and
obviously.
Around the world.
Yeah.
Why obviously? Why obviously? Tell me why, Scott.
Did you do one day of exteriors in Washington, or did they send out a second unit crew just to like film the Washington, you know?
We did a few days in Los Angeles.
What's the stadium there?
What, Expo Stadium or Olympic Stadium in Montreal?
Whenever they're doing establishing shots of Washington, D.C., they never do the stadium as the first thing. It's always the White House.
Yeah, show us the Smithsonian or something.
Like Murder at 1600, if it had started with the stadium there.
I think that'd be more
exciting. Or the baseball field.
Yeah.
So excitement, danger,
a lot of laughs,
thrills.
dark
of laughs.
Yeah, it's what like very
you,
dark comedic stuff.
What have you talked about that you said is out of all of this that could be funny?
You're gonna have to find out. It's really? In there. It's got thrills, chills.
So comedic
spills,
genius Noah Centineo. What's his name?
Centineo
is
Noah
in this.
Centineo. He's wonderful. Colton Dunn's in it. Vonnie Curtis Hall. Fievel
right,
Stewart. Daniel Anno, there's so many. Angel Parker, Artie Mann, there's so many. It's a big cast. It's a
music?
Big ensemble.
There's music in this ever?
There is music in this. The Doug Liman directed the first couple episodes. He's our
director
EP.
Of Go.
That's right, of Go. Great movie. I watched that recently.
From 1999.
Well, he's directed a lot more since then. Mr. and Mrs. Smith. He did Swingers, of course.
Live, Die, Repeat.
Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah. And so there's music playing underneath the scenes usually.
There is Matt some Gorley scoring.
Here, Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Well, they renamed it. That's not a correction.
Was that the original name, Live, Die, Repeat?
Matt Gorley here.
It is. It's the name that they gave it.
Oh, boy.
That's like unraveling. Someone changes their name and you're here to say what their original name is. That we don't do that, Matt. On this show, we don't do that.
Yes, we do. Scott Blazerman.
Hey.
Damn. You are wearing a blazer.
So music playing under the scenes?
There is some underscoring. Oh,
my God. Is it like all happy?
Like Bourne. He also did the Bourne film, the first Bourne film. So it's like.
I know what he's done.
Matt Gorley, Moby.
He did have some Moby in Bourne. That's right.
Interesting. Yeah. So he directed the pilot and then he was like, peace.
No, he did the first two episodes. We didn't even do a pilot. We went straight to order, baby.
Wow.
Eight episodes. It's a tight eight episodes.
See, this is the thing. When people go like, oh, we went straight to order. It's like anyone can order eight of something.
Great.
You know what I mean?
Well, they ordered like, eight of the recruit.
Order 22 of something. And then we'll be like, whoa, a whole order? But it's like anyone can go like, oh, wow. It's like, oh, wow, we made seven more than a pilot.
Listen, this
Who
thing was expensive.
Shit?
This was expensive, Scott.
Who wrote it?
Alexi Hawley.
Oh, right. This guy.
Yeah.
And how'd you get cast in it?
I auditioned for it.
Did you? What was your audition like? Did you do
it was so good
scenes
that they,
from the actual thing?
Actually, I auditioned for another character, and then I didn't get that. And then a week later,
guy?
I get for Noah. But Noah was attached from the beginning, so I don't know what they were thinking with me.
Just trying to squeeze him out in case he asked for too much money?
Yeah. We want someone much older and much less handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you remember? Did you put yourself on tape? Or
I put myself
you?
On tape in a friend's basement.
In a basement? Why?
That's just where she had a setup, and she read for me, and this for both auditions, I think. And then the second one.
A callback?
No, they asked me to audition for a different character.
Right. But then they were like, we like this guy. He's a good actor.
He's a great actor.
Or was it the opposite? Like we
can mold him.
We like his look. He's a terrible actor.
He looks terrible. We need someone who looks terrible to play this character. We'll edit around him.
And how many episodes are you in? You say there's 8 episodes.
I'm in 6 of the 8.
What happened in the other 2?
My storyline wasn't cool enough. I don't know.
I mean,
it wasn't important enough.
So is it the same storyline every single episode that you do, or do you have a B story where it's like
I have a B story?
You go home to your wife.
It's a B story that kind of like
she's a real nag, and you're like, man.
I wish. I spend most of my time in my office because that's where my character pretty much lives. His name is Yanis Ferber.
Yanis Ferber?
But everybody thinks it's Janus, so everybody's calling me Janus, really Janus, Yanis. Like, people on set didn't even know what my name was. The first AD would be like, okay, let's get Janus over here. Janus, let's go.
It's just J-Anus.
J-Anus. Your anus. It's like you're basic, but yeah. Your anus.
Well, this is an exciting time to be Christian Brune. I mean, The Recruit out on Netflix on December 16th. This is a lot of stuff going on for you.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
It's been a good year. I'm very excited.
You were doing all those Canada shows, and I was like, man, is this guy ever going to do
American stuff?
You did one or two, but then all of a sudden you disappeared for years, it seemed like.
I mean, there was a pandemic, Scott. There was no goddamn work.
That's what it was. I was in my house the entire time.
Yeah, exactly. I was in my car, driving around.
You were in your car the whole
pandemic? Just lived in my car the whole time, just driving around, man.
It's actually not a bad... I mean, you're not going to see anyone anyway.
It had a seat heater, too, so it was fine.
Yeah, just drive around in your car all pandemic.
Yeah.
This is a good plan.
Thank you.
Well, The Recruit is out December 16th on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Christian, it's great to have you. Would it surprise you to learn that we have to get on to our next guest?
It would not surprise me. I know how this goes. Yeah. I'm surprised you gave me this much time. I'll just leave now.
No, stick around.
Oh, really?
We want you here.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, because, you know, it is the beginning of December.
Yeah.
And you know what that means.
Snow?
In Canada. Probably.
Come on, Big Bear. They got snow in California.
Sure.
You can famously surf and ski in the same day, Scott.
I have lived here I moved back here in 1994, so I've lived here for almost 30 years. I've done that every day.
Yeah, I mean, it shows. You've got the body of a surfer and a skier.
I spend $5,000 in gas every week.
Yeah, the price of gas. Do you want to talk about that?
Thank you. We have to get to our next guest. It is December. We know what that means. It's time for the old bowl of jelly belly himself.
Oh, what? No.
That's right. Santa Claus is here.
No.
Welcome, Santa Claus.
Oh, ho, ho. What a pleasure to see you all at this Christmas time.
Hi,
Santa. Ho, ho, ho,
hi,
and
Santa Claus. Yeah.
Hello. Right. Hello, my boy. Hi. Ho, ho, ho.
Hi.
Ho, Santa
ho,
Claus.
Ho to you.
Thank you.
Yes. Ho,
are you
ho,
sick,
ho.
Santa Claus? Is everything
no,
all right?
I've never felt better. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, so you've been sick every other time I've talked to you?
Yeah. Perhaps.
I mean, I do usually see you in December. So
true, but
it's cold and flu season.
You might say that I am a new man. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, legit ho, 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 there.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, the others were an affectation?
Catchphrase.
Oh, got it,
Everyone loves it. They demanded us.
That's like
Santa
when Borat
Claus.
Literally says, my wife.
Oh, my wife.
He refers to his wife.
Exactly.
And everyone's like, okay. That's
sometimes
a
Borat
one.
Is legitimately referring to his wife.
The other times he knows what he's doing.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa, so good to see you. This
you're
is Christian.
Hi, you know Santa.
Christian,
you know obviously. Me, obviously.
You know everybody.
I know all boys and girls who are Christians, yes.
Oh.
So you only know boys and girls. What about people who don't identify as such?
Sure. I know them too.
Okay, good.
Great. But only Christians?
I mean, that's the deal. That's the way.
Oh,
the
I missed
business,
that part.
That's the way the business has been set up.
They have to be
up.
Christian? I thought that the whole Santa Claus thing was to make it not Christian, because otherwise it would be Jesus.
Then how traveling come little Jewish boys presents? And girls are not getting presents at
presidents?
Christmas?
Is that
right?
No, you were talking while I was talking, and that's what you heard.
No, I said presidents.
Why did you say it?
I don't know. It just came
don't
out that way.
Say it, my boy.
Delivering presidents.
Delivering presents.
the presents. Your presents, you mean.
What no, you? Gifts.
Oh, yes.
I guess well, you are right about that. Like Jewish little boys and girls, they celebrate Hanukkah, and so they're receiving different presents. But I guess I thought that Santa was non-denominational, but maybe it's everything but Jewish kids?
Santa is non-denominational, but the system has been set
up. Are you religious?
No, here's what I believe in. I believe in bringing joy to everyone.
Okay, so you don't have to be a Christian.
You don't have to be a Christian, but I don't think your parents are going to be crazy about it. If you're a Muslim and you say, I want to believe in Santa Claus, do you know who really does well? Atheists.
They clean
they
up.
They don't care.
They do not give a shit. Well, it's welcome back. I mean, you've been on the show several times.
Yes, of course I have, my boy. Of course I have. Yeah. A regular guest, you might
Where's
say.
Where's Ho-Ho these days?
Who?
Oh, boy.
Ho. You repeat it.
You repeat it?
Ho ho.
Ho ho.
Yes, ho ho.
Ho ho, the naughty elf? Ho ho.
Oh, he's sick.
Okay.
That's yes, sorry that ho ho couldn't be here as he normally is.
So you're not sick, but ho ho is?
Yes.
That's yes. not an entrapment question, by the way.
I don't feel entrapped. Okay. No, I am fine, Santa Claus.
Okay.
And Ho-Ho is ill.
Ho-Ho's ill. What does Ho-Ho have?
Sickness.
Oh, no. Oh, that yes. sounds bad.
Yeah,
that
sounds really bad. That's the worst thing to get this time. Yeah.
Yes, no, terrible.
You don't want that.
But listen, I came here to talk about Christmas.
Oh, good. Well, it's coming up.
Yes, it is. My busy time of year when I deliver the toys to all the Christian boys and girls.
I mean, it really is. It's one day a year, so you can't say, like, December is your busy season, necessarily. It's just one day.
Well, I have to make the toys, don't I?
Well, yeah, but you're only doing it in December?
That's very rushed with all
the
elves.
You really need to be doing that a little more often.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're bringing this up because it's time to talk about some changes being made to Christmas.
Oh, changes.
Yes.
Is this like I believe the MLB is not going to have umpires next year? Like, does Christmas change every
year? No, that's the same. We will still not have umpires for Christmas.
That would be terrible if you went downstairs trying to get your presents. There was an umpire there going, you're out of here.
And the umpires we don't have will still be wearing their signature chest pads.
And will they have the, what is it, the FTV? What was it? Those patches that
they
wore?
I don't know, and I don't care.
They wore the World Series, they wore those patches for that
for a crypto thing. Yes, I know. I don't want to talk about umpires because they have nothing to do with Christmas.
Oh. But right. I was talking about them.
Yes. And I don't want to do that.
Okay. Well,
come,
please.
My boy. I am your guest.
Okay. Let's talk about what you want to talk about.
Yes. So this year for Christmas, there's a new policy in place. And that if you want to get the Christmas gift that you asked for from Santa Claus, who is me, it's a mere $8.
Oh. Wait.
And then you absolutely get... the present that you want.
Oh.
Wait.
If you don't pay $8, you get something.
Oh, $8. Well, $8, it's kind of like paying the tax, I guess, if you win a car on
exactly.
The Price is Right.
Well, it depends on the size of the gift. I mean, if it's a really big gift, if it's a car, like a real car.
Children don't get cars for Christmas.
Well, yeah, but what about adults who still believe in Santa Claus?
Yeah, you see those huge bows?
They are not allowed.
Why do they make those huge bows if Santa doesn't give
cars? That's for rich people, my boy.
Wait, what kids have $8 to pay for this, though, this service?
Well, we'll find out, won't we? Might make things easier.
This is a good business model.
How are they supposed to get the $8?
It's not a business model. Santa gives gifts, but if you want to get the thing you want, it will cost you $8.
Okay. How do they get the $8 to you?
They send it to Santa Claus, North Pole, care of Major Bob Driver, Los Angeles, California, 90125.
Sorry. Couldn't quite hear what you just...
Santa Claus!
Oh,
North
Santa Claus.
Pole!
North Pole, got it.
Major Bob Driver.
Speak up a little bit on this stuff.
Major Bob Driver?
It's on the recording, is it not?
Major Bob Driver?
Major.
Is that what I said?
I mean, it's you were very quiet, so it was hard to hear, but...
Major Bob Driver, that... It's a weird thing that you would say that name because that's...
It's merely part of the address, my boy.
That's my manager.
Is it?
Yeah, Major Bob Driver.
Well, your career is thriving, my boy, so he must be very good at his job.
Interesting. Yeah, we spoke to him in New York City.
New York City.
It's reflective, isn't it? It's strange that the biggest city in the world can have a... You just mention it, and then that pops into everyone's head.
Is that company still even in business?
I don't know. What was it, Chili?
Pace Picante?
It was Picante. I couldn't even tell you what it was for. And yet I remember that.
It was a bunch of cowboys who were outraged at the idea that
their salsa was from New York City or something.
Macworley here, get a rope.
Why is Matt asking us to get a rope?
Anyway, kids, send in your $8 to Santa Claus and you will get the gift that you want.
Huh. Santa, where did you get this idea from?
Where?
This $8 idea from?
It just came to me. I'm an innovator.
Hmm. It sounds very familiar to something that's happened recently, that's all.
Nope.
Oh, it doesn't. Oh, okay.
Not to me.
Oh,
my mistake.
Not to Santa Claus. Okay.
Okay. Santa, your beard seems to be a different color than I normally... Every time you've gone... Have you been dyeing your beard or what? What is
what color do you remember it being?
Well, it was always this Christmassy, snowy white.
Yes.
This is... It looks like it has yellow stain, like cigarette stains.
Yeah, like around the mustache area.
I've taken up smoking.
In the last year?
I am immortal. Why not? What was I doing not smoking?
It's a good point.
Fair. Yeah. All right.
Sometimes I drink poison for fun.
Okay.
Is it fun? It is fun. You see the little skull and crossbones on the bottle, and you know that's not going to be me.
That's like liquid death, the water brand.
Too scary.
Oh, too scary. it's just your whole appearance. I mean, you're still quite corpulent.
Jolly.
Right. Okay, yeah, that's code.
I see that on audition breakdowns. Jolly.
He's jolly.
Yeah, yeah, jolly. Or skipped gym day. I've literally seen that on a breakdown.
Gym day.
Yeah.
Boy, that one, leg day.
That one day would have paid off.
But your clothes, I mean, why?
Are they not red?
They are red, but it's not the traditional
like Santa Claus.
No, I mean, it's just a red T-shirt.
But red?
It is red, yeah. And
my beard is mostly white.
Yeah.
Santa Claus, he and I, we are the same.
Yeah. Wait.
We are the same.
Are you talking about a different Santa Claus, or are you just claiming to be the same person here?
The name Santa Claus is the same as me because I am Santa Claus. Are you not the same as your name, my boy?
I mean, yeah,
Christian, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, that's just... Oh, well, hold on one second, Santa.
Sorry, Santa. Yeah. I know you're going to be able to hear what we're saying because...
Oh, no,
I
talk to the children.
You hear when we are sleeping.
You talk to each other.
Oh, no, I guess he's awake.
I hear you when you're sleeping.
When we're sleeping, yeah.
I smell when you're awake.
Smell.
I'm Santa Claus.
Wait.
No, he doesn't even know the catchphrase. Okay. He said we are...
Remember,
we are
children, $8 right. gets you your verified present.
We are the same as reminding you.
No one can take it away from you.
When I was in New York talking...
Unless someone else asked for the exact same thing,
Major
and
Bob Driver,
the handwriting
Bob
is
Driver,
similar,
yes.
I feel like
then
he was trying to say
how are we, going
we
to
are
do
the
this?
Same a lot as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe
okay?
If you both send,
I mean,
dollars,
I'm going to throw something out there. Present. But
do you think maybe we should go back to New York City? You and
no, me? I mean, I would love to. I'd love to go to Broadway.
Shows,
yeah,
ask,
absolutely.
For the present, so
but you don't
fun.
Need
no,
it
I'm
that
thinking
much.
That maybe your manager is pretending to
say
be
it's
Santa.
It's a parody, and then I'll get you the next thing on your list.
Major
for $8,
Bob Barker, whatever his name is.
Oh man,
are you done talking?
I think we're done talking.
Yeah.
Are we done?
I just think we should probe this.
Oh, okay. Christian thinks we should probe this.
Probe you.
What?
We should probe you.
Alien style?
I mean, if that's the
alien
way to do
style.
It, yeah.
Huh. That's ringing a bell.
Do you believe in alien Santa Claus?
I believe that you believe in them.
What about the...
Okay.
What about
You're
the,
very diplomatic in your answers.
What about the ectomorph? Do you believe in that? Aliens.
Matt, the
ectomorph for the little gray guys.
Yes, Matt.
Xenomorph. And the endomorph.
Xenomorphs. Yeah. Oh, okay. What am I
Ecto-1. You're thinking of Ecto-1 from Ghostbusters.
Ecto-1 from Ghostbusters, yeah. Thanks for... This is the one time that you've clarified something and it's actually been right.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
So glad Matt's here.
Right, see you later.
Xenomorphs are very outgoing and the ectomorphs are very reserved.
That's right, yeah. Well, I mean, other than that one who ate all the hot dogs.
Slimer, aka Onionhead.
Of course, yes. They are the same.
They are the same.
Yes, you Slimer, see. Onionhead.
That's right.
Look, I'm just going to cut to the chase because the chases are fun. And that's when you're watching a movie,
you got to cut them.
Sometimes wish. Cut to the chase.
Right, got it.
Yeah, I knew a filmmaker who once
thought it was cut to the chase,
and he took out all the interesting
Save
parts.
The cat. Oh, jeez.
Look, I'm just going to yank on your beard.
Okay.
Ew! Okay. Ugh. That's.
You yanked on it so hard, it's not on my face anymore.
Yeah. Well.
More than a yank.
Look, this is a fake beard. Okay, I see the tag here. It says machine washable, which I don't know why you're not taking its advice. Yeah.
it's filthy.
Look, it's my first day.
Your first day
it's
what?
My first day as Santa Claus.
Look. You have a bear face right now. I see who you are. You're
it's
my
as bare as the day I was born, my boy.
It's as bare as a baby's butt.
And, which I had when I was born.
Yes, that's right. But speaking of butts, you're obviously my manager, Major Bob Driver.
Hello, my boy. What a pleasure it is
to
see
Major
you.
Major Bob.
Greetings of the season
yes,
to you.
Yes, salutations. Many hamburgers to you
Many
as well.
Many hamburgers to you. Have you got a halfpenny?
I haven't, unfortunately. Well,
if you haven't got a halfpenny, then God bless you.
What are you doing here pretending to be Santa Claus, Major
Bob? Okay. Well, my boy, you know there are many ups and downs in the show business game, and sometimes it's wise to invest your money and diversify, and so I have taken over the Santa Claus operation from Santa Claus.
You've taken it over?
Yes, and it's proving to be a very challenging business, and so I am trying to figure it out as I go along and make the best of it. Make improvements. Everything is better now.
Well, Major Bob, I mean, I know that last year you were out there mouthing off about Santa Claus and how you could do so much of a better job and and how you were going to finally free all the presents from the tyranny of what Santa Claus was
That's
doing
right.
and all that
his
kind of stuff.
And his stuff. And then I said, I'm just kidding. And then Santa's stock went way down. And then I was, it became legal where I was forced to sort of take over the Santa Claus
You legally
operation.
Had to take over the Santa Claus
I
operation?
I legally had to because I was affecting the business with my mouth.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So it's not going well then.
I'm innovating. It's going better than ever. It's challenging, but fun.
Is it fun?
It's fun.
Wow.
You're frowning.
I can really feel that.
So hard
I'm
right
having
now.
Having fun. And I think
there are like lightning bolts coming out of your eyes.
People will be happy with the new Santa Claus operation, which is that you pay $8 to get your verified present. Also, you cannot make fun of me. If you are writing a song about Santa Claus, you can't say that I am fat. You can't say that I am old. You can't say that I wear glasses.
You can wear glasses? Just nearsightedness? You can't. By the way, if you
hey,
are.
Watch it.
If you are immortal, why do you have bad eyes?
Yeah, and here's another question. When you became Santa Claus,
yes.
I mean, do you get his magic?
No, my boy.
Okay, you need see, this is what's going
man.
On.
You're still a mortal
This is
man.
What's
yes,
going on.
Yes, and I could die
you
at any moment.
No.
Oh, I'm feeling a heart attack coming on if you don't think my idea is good.
Oh, no.
Jeez,
please, not that.
Look, Santa.
Please, my boy.
Who takes the mantle if you die?
I can't really discuss that. I'm having a heart attack at the moment. Oh, my boy, please.
I'm sorry, Major
me.
Bob. I'm sorry. Major Bob. Santa, the whole Christmas operation has always been free. I don't know if you're going to be too successful at convincing people to pay $8 for something that they used to get for free.
But now it's very confusing because it has grown. It's a new modern age, and everyone wants
too
to
many
know.
Ands.
Yeah, that's a lot of ands.
The more ands you say, the more desperate you seem.
Those are bonus ands, my boy.
Okay.
Those are free.
We don't have to pay for those.
No.
Amazing. Wow.
Okay.
If you were paying by the word, you would be saving money getting these extra ands.
I was watching Black Panther last night, and I was thinking, what if you had to pay by the minute? For a movie, you know, so a movie that like Black Panther, this was
really
two hours and 45 minutes long. It was like you paid, you know, like not a dollar a minute, but 10 cents a minute. You'd want every movie to be short, wouldn't you?
Do you have to pay minute by minute?
No, you don't have to pay minute by minute, but it's like beforehand, they tally up the minutes that the movie is and you have to pay 10 cents a minute or whatever it is.
And then if you don't like the movie, are you refunded the money that you paid?
That's all movies now, if you don't like the movie, if you walk out in the first 15 minutes, I believe they'll give
first
you the money
back. First 15 minutes, yes, my boy. But if you stay longer than that, the theater keeps the money.
No, but you brought up something good about a refund.
Thank you, my boy.
Yes, yes, great idea. So could I subscribe to your verified present, even though I'm an adult? I pay $8. Let's say I'm a kid. I pay you $8.
Let's say you're a kid.
Let's say it.
You're a kid.
Thank you.
He's a kid.
Thanks. And let's say I pay you $8 and I get my verified present from you, and then I don't like it. Can I get a refund and
on
get my $8 back?
Yeah.
And is this a monthly $8 fee, because Christmas is only December? Or do you get a present every month?
Is this like a
we're
one
starting
of those,
to see some holes in
one
your
one of those boxes
here.
That you get sent every month with stuff that you'll like in it?
No, that's the whole point of the verified present. It's the thing that you wanted. So if you don't like it, that's on you.
Oh, okay. And it's not off-brand or anything like that? Like, if you want an iPhone and you get
an iPhone, it's not...
You get a Razr
U-phone
or something?
If you... There may be instances where someone asks for an iPhone and they get a Razr, and it's not even a flip phone, but a scooter.
And do they hold it up to their ear and try to talk into it?
I don't care what they do, but if they pay $8, they will get the iPhone they ask for.
Okay.
So they can do whatever they want with the present for $8, except make fun of you.
You mustn't make fun of me.
Uh-huh.
What songs make fun of Santa?
All of them.
All of them. Let's talk. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Santa Baby's a little spicy.
Write down Santa Claus.
Santa Baby, she's going to fuck Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's spicy.
That's not making... It's spicy, but it's not making fun of
him.
He's
a married man. It implies that he would step out of the bonds of marriage.
Okay,
it implies
a
moral failing.
Here comes Santa Claus. Just talks about the guys coming down Santa Claus Lane. What's
wrong
with that?
There's no Santa Claus Lane. It's rubbing his face in it. Then no one has named a street after Santa Claus.
Okay.
I'm sure there's one in Finland where Santa Claus is originally from.
That's Sinterklaas. Different guy.
Different guy,
really? That's a different guy? I thought there was one per world.
No, they have the Yule lads. They have the
Yule lads?
Yes, the Yule cat. He prowls the earth and he eats wicked children.
Oh,
listen,
God.
You don't even want to get into the Scandinavian Christmas stuff.
Fair.
It's weird over there.
Krampus?
Hey, I'm part Scandinavian, so please, you're insulting
then
my
you should
people
know.
Now.
Which part?
Am I writing a song
Norway,
about
Sweden,
it?
And Finland.
Take it easy.
Oh, boy.
I meant of the body.
Oh, lower half.
Okay. I don't think this is going to work, honestly. I mean, first of all, people are going to make fun of you, Santa. Look, you're fat.
You're doing it right now. You're not getting the present you want.
You're old. You're fat.
You're not giving presents to adults anyway, so we can say whatever we like.
Not now.
You're not being very jolly, I'll tell you that much.
No, I'm not. Thank you for the compliment.
You gotta be jolly.
I not a compliment. No, I'm talking about your mood, sir.
I didn't skip gym
You're
day.
Not having fun.
Look, you're such an easy target.
Please,
you know what
my
I mean?
Boy, please, you must believe in me, because you will profit from this as well. As my client, you will get a percentage of
Wait,
the
is that
$8.
How a manager works? So a manager
pays
reps a bunch of people and gets 10% from them and then shares it with all of the clients. So if one of the clients isn't working a lot, he still gets, or she or they, to get 10%.
Managers, by the way.
Do you think the children paying me $8 are my clients? Because they're not.
Managers should only take 10 clients.
I agree.
You know
and
what I mean?
And get 1% from each, unless you're me.
No, they should take 10% from each. But if they take more than 10 clients, then they're making like... 20, you know, double what, you know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense.
My
like
boy.
Managers who are richer than you, get the fuck
out
of here.
My boy, please, my boy, listen.
Yeah.
You will make so much money from Christmas now. And all
like
you must
Christmas isn't about profit, Santa.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
All you must do is on your show, your Christmas show, you sing Here Comes Santa Claus. But you take out the part about Santa Claus Lane.
Is that the only objectionable part?
I have to scan through the rest of the lyrics and see, but I think that's
Here comes
okay.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, write down Santa Claus Lane. He's
got toys for boys and girls, girls and boys,
and
he's doing it all again.
Something like that. Let me look these up.
Okay. And all you have to do is just sing "Here Comes Santa Claus" with revised lyrics, and you have to deliver the presents to all the boys and girls.
What about
I have to wait? Hold on.
Wait. What about I? What is I saw?
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
I don't like that because it implies that I'm kissing people's mothers when, of course, it is about a deceitful father.
I have
pretending to be me.
Hold on. I have to deliver the presents?
Yes, my boy. Doesn't that sound fun?
No, it doesn't sound
fun. You sing
fun.
A song
Do I
and
get
you deliver
any of
the
Santa's
presents.
Magic?
You have no magic to give.
I have no magic.
So you're just saying,
I have the magic of Christmas.
That would take me more than a year to deliver all those.
Way more than a year, but
Stamps.com couldn't even do that.
But think of all the money that's coming in from these $8 verified
presents. I have no life anymore.
How much life do you have now?
Oh, wow.
That's a good point.
Thank you, my boy. We are the same.
All right, here's these lyrics. First of all, there's a whole intro verse or intro lyric. What do we think about this?
Everybody be quiet.
No,
now's
no.
The time for the story.
Speaking of Christmas spirit, each year out in Hollywood, California, they've...
Wait, what? This begins with speaking of Christmas spirit?
Yeah.
Whether people were or not?
Yeah, it's rude of a song to do that, isn't
is
it?
Is this maybe a specific guy did it on a TV
no,
show?
No, these are, I mean, it's Gene Autry.
I think he probably did it
no, this
on
is,
the show. This I don't think the song, anytime anyone sings it, begins with speaking of Christmas.
You know how
spirit.
When you listen to a standard, they usually cut off the intro?
Hey, my boy, I know what an intro to a song is.
Okay.
I'm saying somebody transcribed this from like an old radio broadcast and that the actual lyrics do not begin with speaking of Christmas spirit.
Matt Gorley here, no corrections.
None taken, my boy. You and I, we are the same.
All right, let's just cut to the chase. Which, again, is what you want to do in a movie. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his
Actually,
reindeers.
Can I stop you, my boy?
Yeah.
Now I want to hear the rest of the preamble. Yeah.
I don't want to say it.
Please.
Okay. Speaking of Christmas spirit, each year out in Hollywood, California, they've what they call the Santa Claus Parade. A few years ago while I was riding in
what
this
parade.
What
do you think the tune is to that?
Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. But it's written like a poem in these lyrics online.
Try to sing it, though.
Do the whole thing. Sing it.
Try to sing
Major
it.
Bob, you're fired.
Oh,
I'm having a heart attack.
I'm sorry, no, Major Bob, don't have a heart attack. Oh, okay. Oh, good.
That was a close one, my boy.
Oh, okay, that was too close. All right, look, we have to take a break, Major Bob. Can you stick around, or do I have to call you Santa Claus the rest of the show?
It
or?
Would help the business.
Okay, sure.
Oh, boy.
Christian, can you stick around?
I'm invested.
All right, yeah. We have a budding artist. We have a mythical creature. We'll have more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag and drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, here's the last lyric of Here Comes Santa Claus. He is a miracle come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, because Santa Claus comes tonight.
I'm okay with that.
You're all right with this?
Yes.
Getting Jesus involved? Very, very
people religious. Should thank God. It doesn't mention Jesus specifically.
Do you think that he's like, hey, leave me out of this?
Perhaps?
Like, you can believe in whoever you want to believe, but just,
maybe
what
he's
am I
weird
doing
about
this?
His birthday. Some people are.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Santa Claus is here, a.k.a. Major Bob. Not the right emphasis on the right syllables. Christian Brune is here. The
Hi.
Recruit, December 16th.
That's right.
On Netflix.
Yep.
All 8 dropping at the same time.
I believe all 8 are dropping hot December 16th.
Ooh. And you have about 9 days until Christmas to kind of get your affairs in order and
get
watch all those
together
8 episodes.
And watch it. Avoid your family and watch it.
Get too busy. Yeah. Well, wonderful. Well, we need to get to our next guest. He's a budding artist, and I don't know whether he's been on the show before, but let's just introduce him. Please welcome Teen Giger.
Hi, guys. Okay, so what's screwing? That's a teen catchphrase.
Hi, Giger. Teen Giger?
Teen Giger, please.
Teen Giger. And thank you.
You're welcome.
How are you, Teen Giger?
I couldn't be better.
We've met before?
Yes, I...
Explain
this. Okay, so in real life, I died, right?
H.R. Giger, the artist who is probably most famous for doing Deborah Harry's first solo album, Cuckoo.
Yes, and the Ectomorph.
Sure.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I forgive you.
Ghostbusters and Alien are almost the same movie, are they
not? I think so.
They may as well be.
I agree.
I mean, only a couple years separate them. It's got people scared in both of them.
Uh-huh.
It's practically the same.
Laser guns.
Yeah, laser guns.
Yes, don't cross the streams. That's only in one of them.
Are there laser guns
big
in...
Big Twinkie.
No.
The Big Twinkie. Are
pulse rifles and flamethrowers, the Flammenwerfers.
So it was science fiction, but it wasn't that weird.
Yeah, that's right. It's not crazy.
I remember the first movie, so many lights when they go into the cockpit of the ship.
Santa, big fan.
Oh, thank you.
I'd like
my
to
boy.
Give you my $8 now for a gift, a very specific
what
gift.
What do you
I
want,
like.
Teen Giger?
Yes, Teen Giger.
I would like an $8 gift card to Marine Layer Clothing, please.
Oh, my boy, this I can do for you.
Okay.
Marine Layer Clothing?
Yeah. Teen Giger's trying out colors.
Oh, yeah. So,
why don't you just spend $8 at that store?
Well, then it wouldn't be a gift.
Fair.
That's a good point. Yeah. So tell us, you died. H.R. Giger,
I died.
You passed away a few years, but you'd been on the show many times.
Yes, Dr. Reverend Parsimony brought me back to life.
Oh, that's right. And then what happened?
In a kind of possess his body sort of supernatural way.
Oh, right. But then I remember this.
I went through some things, and like Spock in Star Trek the Fifth, I get reborn, but I have to grow again from a baby, accelerated, and now I'm in my teen years, so go
screw. That was in Star Trek 3?
Yes.
Hey, where's Matt Gourley when you want right a correction?
Here, right here, no corrections. This guy's got it. But I'm saying it was wrong. Still, I think you've got it. Who are you?
He's in the band Townland.
Oh, great band.
Oh, you like Townland?
Yeah, they have a Christmas single out.
Oh, they do? Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll hear that a little later on
the show. I would love it, and that's just me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dean Giger.
Hi, Shimmy!
Hey, Shimmy!
Oh, jeez.
Get in here!
No, what's up?
That's all it takes is just to say, get in here?
Hey, man, nobody ever asks.
You just barge in every day.
I'll ask. You have to invite the vampire and the shimmy in.
That's right.
One does you right, the other does you wrong.
I don't want to suck your blood.
I was just humming my favorite tune, the intro to Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Christmas spirit, I was so recently catchy. Hosting a parade in Hollywood.
So catchy. I can't get it out of my head. It's an earworm.
I almost don't want to sing the rest of the song. I just like the
what
preamble.
Rest of the song, right? Go screw. Teens are great. Hot topic.
Hot topic, yeah.
Shimmy, do you have great to
go? I already went. Oh, gotta okay. go. Bye.
Oh. Bye.
So you, much like Spock in Star Trek III, you reincarnated yourself into a teenage boy.
Yes, and so now I'm learning all over again how to be an artist, how to be a human.
So you don't retain that information from life to life?
No, you have to do it all over again.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and very much like my first time through, my mother and my soon-to-be wife, Carmen Maria Schiffela Giger, have really shaped...
Wait, you're getting back together with her?
It seems to be some kind of vicious circle.
Won't she be robbing the cradle in a way? I mean, she's much older than you.
Yeah, she's really old now.
How old are you now? You're teen?
I'm 13.
Oh, whoa. No.
I don't know if that's legal, well, but you're growing fast.
And if it's you're H.R. Giger, I mean,
okay,
come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
It's like
famous weirdo, famous oddball artist.
Famous mother fixation.
Yeah, a lot of penises in all of your art as well.
If you can get them.
Yeah.
So is that nature or nurture?
Or Nietzsche.
Or Nietzsche. It's nature, nurture, and Nietzsche.
I love this game show.
Okay, let's
see.
Play. When you stare into the abyss stares back.
Nietzsche.
Correct.
Wow. He forgot to buzz in.
Oh.
So I get the points.
Okay, here's
you didn't
the first
buzz in
here's the first question. You're born with a chemical imbalance.
Major Bob Driver.
Shimmy. Oh.
Oh, can I play?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Born with a chemical imbalance. I'm going to say nature.
Correct. Your mother ties your diaper in with a bungee cord so as to keep it watertight, but turns out constricts your lowers so that you always have a bit of a vesicle clog and a bottleneck.
Santa Claus.
Yes.
Nurture.
Yes, and firsthand experience.
I have one. I have a question.
Yes.
Hip hop hooray.
Nas.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, yes.
Naughty by nature.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. I like to be naughty, Santa. Don't take my word on it.
$8 is $8, my boy.
Okay. So really, even the naughty list gets presents if you pay $8?
Who is naughty? Who is nice?
I'm worried people are going to be paying this $8 and impersonating kids, and then, you know? And then suddenly the kids who are being impersonated, they don't get presents?
If you send an additional $20, then you will be... It will
so
be
28
super,
total?
Super verified
or
present.
It goes up to 20, much like when Congress was giving us that money.
$20 additional.
Oh, okay.
Yes, this time it doesn't work in your favor.
I don't have that much money. I haven't sold my first painting yet.
Can we see any of your current art?
Yes.
What do you have?
Well, I've been doing a lot of stuff on my iPad, which I couldn't do
new.
Before.
Yeah.
So here, I'll take this out. Let me swipe through.
What's that on your iPad?
Oh, it's swiping goo. It's a conductant to make swiping more difficult.
Oh, yeah. You're getting no traction on that.
I can't turn the page.
Yeah.
But it's a fun trying. Yeah.
So you've invented swiping goo?
Well, I sort of secreted it. So, you know, chicken or the egg.
You are 13, so that scans.
It's a bit of, it's viscous for the most part, opaque at times, but kind of like.
Viscous for the viscous.
Nature.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have the iPad open yet?
Yes.
Do you want me to try?
Could you?
Yeah. You don't want to touch that,
no.
do you?
Here.
I
find if you use a pencil eraser, you get a little more traction.
Okay.
Here is a number 2 Ticonderoga.
Okay.
But I also get some pencil goo on
there. We
there.
Go. It's okay, a, okay it's open now.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, that's a painting of just a whole hatchery full of tubes.
A tube hatchery.
It's sort of a female sluiceway, as if they always say fallopian tubes, but they don't say how many. But I says to myself, asking the tough questions, what if there were multitudes of fallopian tubes?
Yeah.
So like the babies, the spermazoa would go in and it could go to so many. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. That's the problem with fallopian tubes. They always say them, but they never say how many.
That's exactly right.
it's a problem.
I will grow up to legislate. Say how many tubes you got, ladies. Be proud.
Yeah. Wear it as a button on your clothing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm guessing it's the same amount of tubes with everybody, so maybe we'll just know.
Who do you think you are calling how many people tubes have?
Wow.
This is Christian Brune.
Yes,
he's,
hi.
I know who you are. I love the recruit.
Oh, it's not out yet, though.
I got a special sneak peek.
Oh.
Yeah.
Perhaps you remember him as Constable Johnstable.
from the Haas and Pfeffer.
The Great Mouse Detective.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's right.
Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated.
Yes. Yes. That's the one. Yes.
I love you.
Listen, I think, you know, I thank you. I appreciate that.
How many tubes you got, smart guy?
Hey, if you're...
I mean, in all my body?
If you're looking over there, try to talk into the mic.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, what's this
keep
do?
Keep looking over there and talking to him. Yeah, it amplifies your voice.
It does?
Yeah.
He's 13,
I realize,
Scott.
I know. You don't have a lot of mic experience. You're learning everything over again.
I am learning
H.R.
So
Giger
much.
Was so good on the mic.
Was he?
He was amazing.
So is that nature or nurture? It must be nurture. Because you haven't been nurtured.
Be I can't hear anybody.
Now you're looking at no one and you're just talking to the ceiling.
Okay, let's go around the table. How many tubes we got?
I couldn't even tell you. I mean, I got the main one, obviously.
The main vein. Yeah. I'm old enough to know that.
Yeah, you are, buddy.
Hot topic.
You know how to high five, too. Wow, that's a powerful one.
Ouch. Fuck.
But high-fiving goo.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
My boy, do nostrils count as tubes?
Oh.
Good question. Gonna give it to you.
Okay, but does it count as 2 tubes?
Then do your ear canals also count as tubes?
Here's what we're going with. Each ear canal, separate tube. Nostrils eventually bottleneck into 1 tube.
That's right. The mouth. They connect with the mouth.
This is what I'm saying. Everything runs into 1 tube. They are the same.
But not the ear canals. They go straight to the big guy, the brain.
That's a bunch of noodles. That's a bunch of tubes.
Noodles?
Yeah, brains are noodles.
Brains are noodles.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you got me there.
That's like, is it all one noodle, just like your guts, but in your head?
Is it a serious question?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes, can you unravel the brain into one long string?
How many miles is your brain?
Could you lady and tramp your brain with yourself?
Wouldn't you love to do that with like one of the xenomorphs?
Oh, man.
Eat a brain with a xenomorph?
Now you're talking my jazz.
Is the whole head of a xenomorph brains?
Yes.
Or is it just...
Is that why they're so smart?
Okay. Mm. One question at a time, please.
I think we ask them one at a time. Look, are you doing stuff that teenagers do? This is what I'm concerned. You're growing up too fast.
Yeah.
Because you're already drawing like fallopian tubes and... You know, I see on your iPad you're trying to recreate the famous painting that you put into the Dead Kennedys Frankenchrist album.
That's the one, man.
That got them sued.
I'm trying to remake the
made
corn.
Made Tipper Gore create the PMRC.
Oh, the corn microphone, right.
She's always on my crust.
Is Tipper still?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear much from Tipper these days.
No, you do if you're H.R. Giger, Teen Giger.
Really? She's still following you around?
She's still trying to keep me down. One foot on my neck, that Tipper.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but
maybe block her on Instagram. That might help.
Oh.
Yeah. Or TikTok, whatever you're on. TikTok? Snapchat?
I'm on it all. I'm a teen.
Yeah,
skating
Snapchat.
Or dying.
So are you doing anything teen-like? Skating. This is what I'm asking. You're skating.
Yeah.
Skating.
Figure skating.
Figure skating. Lovely. I don't know that teens are figure skating
Swiss,
all that much.
The Swiss way. That's, yes, yeah.
That's Swiss.
But are you enjoying it?
Yeah, very much so.
Can you do a double axel?
I could do as many as you want.
Triple sow cow?
How are you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I do. I do a little choo-choo.
Meaning a train? You imitate a train out there on the ice?
What I do?
You can't just say, I do a little choo-choo and then look at me. you got to follow it up with something. Don't make me guess.
I stand by that. I do a little choo-choo. Okay,
all right, enough said.
Why don't you tell me what it is, okay. Smart guy?
Good point. Do you have friends?
I'm getting some. Oh,
good,
I'm
good.
Looking around.
Who's your best friend?
Well, I don't have a best friend, but I have some. I have some that I have some on order.
Oh.
Not a lot of people want to hang out with me.
Well, I mean, you're a weirdo.
Oh.
You know, I mean,
Sky,
like,
you can't say that to a teenager. That's going to affect
oh,
life
my
for
boy,
life.
It is
what
so,
am I supposed to say
Jesus
to a teenager?
Christ, so
Scott,
hurtful.
Christian,
so,
fucking encourage him, so Scott. Cruel. God,
what do you say to teenagers?
Hey, it gets better. It gets
how
better.
Soon? Because it just got pretty bad.
Yeah, I understand, but you're growing faster than most teens, so it'll get better faster.
I believe
sooner.
Santa Claus.
You
has
can have friends, Teen Geeker, of course.
I can.
For a mere $28, I can bring you all the friends you desire.
You guys have a similar thing going on.
How so? Oh.
Just vocally.
Oh. Really?
But they're kind of European.
Yeah. It sounds foreign to you.
Well, you're Dutch.
I'm famously from Haddonfield, New Jersey.
Oh, right.
Haddonfield?
Yeah.
Michael Myers, but not the right state.
Exactly.
Oh.
He and I, we are the same.
Don't be the same as
How
him.
Do you know so much about Michael Myers?
Well, let me tell you. Okay, here's my question.
Oh, finally.
Oh, I thought that was me talking.
Oh, who am I now, this time, starring Christopher Walken?
What?
Is it the movie?
What is happening right now? Steven, what are you doing, Dean Geeks? Your noodles
Stephen
have not
King's
formed
King's this
yet.
Guy.
Your noodles have not formed yet. You don't know how to, like, talk on a program yet.
No, I'm having a hard time because everything's scrambled and it's accelerated. So I'm already turned 15 since we've talked.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Will you be 18 soon?
I hope, unless I die.
That's true. You could die anytime between now and any time.
I think in about 20
You probably will, as a matter
minutes.
Of fact.
What?
Don't give him this. It's stuck in his head. He's going to need therapy,
Thank
man.
Thank you.
He's going to need therapy.
Do you think you can fit some therapy in the next 20 minutes?
You got it, man. You do it?
Sure, I'll do it, yeah.
Okay.
So how are you feeling?
Well, I feel a little insecure because my best friend Scott told me, A, don't Scott. Look at me with a choo-choo, and B, I'm a little weird.
I don't know that I'm your best friend, HR Geek. A lot of people come in here wanting to be my best friend, and they want hugs, they say they miss me. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Are you having a heart attack now?
No.
I don't have to start being nice to everyone on this show, do I? Come on. Christian, you're not going
to
have a heart
No, you're never
attack.
Nice to me, so don't change.
Oh, you're making me pass a mochi egg.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a gudetama.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
Look, HR.
Yeah.
I don't know how to help you, but
how about just a high five?
Okay, you're very good at that. Put the goo away, though, please.
Hard to do, frankly. Hard to do.
Oh yeah, you keep dropping it.
I'll put on this weather-resistant glove.
Oh, okay, good. All right, let's hear. Here we go. Oh man, wow. That was loud.
Yeah.
It had two sounds.
Yeah.
Yes.
A good high five.
The best high five.
Punch from Raiders.
You ever high fived over the Grand Canyon? Man, sounds amazing.
So,
you have more.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to take it? We might have to take a break if that's okay.
I would love it.
You would love it, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a mythical creature coming up. I know you're probably interested in those. I mean,
I can't.
Santa Claus already is one. You draw them.
Maybe this person will be my best friend.
I hope so. Yeah, that would be amazing. All right. When we come back, we have a mythical creature. We have more from Major Bob, a.k.a. Santa Claus. We have more from Christian Brune. We have more from Teen Geeker. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Hi, everyone. Scott Aukerman here. I want to tell you about another podcast. I know you're enjoying this one, so why would you listen to a different podcast? Well, I'll tell you about it, and you be the judge. It's one I think you'll enjoy. It's called Broken Record. You can join co-hosts Justin Richmond and Leah Rose as they sit down with the musicians you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Missy Elliott, and you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leigh Vey, who joined the show to talk about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. You can hear new episodes of this podcast I'm talking about, Broken Record, every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of Christmas spirit,
all right.
Each year okay. out in Hollywood, California,
okay, yes.
they've got what they call the Santa Claus Parade.
Does it not look like it could be the intro, though, from just
ago,
the way it's formatted
while I was riding
on the internet?
In this parade, I saw smiles on thousands of faces, both young and old alike, waiting for a look at that most popular okay. man all over the world. I can hear him shout now. Here
so
comes
catchy.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Merry Christmas to all, and to some a good night.
Exactly. Oh. Some who pay $8.
Yes.
Or 28 to be super verified.
How are your sales going, by the way?
Good. I'm glad at it. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Okay.
It's working and it's great.
Okay. All right. Good, good. Well, welcome back to the show. We have Christian Bruhn over here Netflix's The Recruit. It's a weird spelling. That word is spelled weird, isn't it?
The Recruit?
Yeah.
Or
it should
the,
be, it should
the
be,
Recruit?
It should be R-E-C-R-O-O-T. Instead, it's U-I-T?
How would you spell my last name, Scott?
I am Recruit.
Oh.
Wait, did Vin Diesel just walk in here? And now he's gotta go?
Is Vin Diesel the new Shimmy? He's gone.
We also have Major Bob over here, Santa Claus.
Santa ho ho ho, Santa Claus.
We also have Teen Geiger.
Hi. Oh.
Teen Geiger.
Yeah.
You all right?
Well, I've been having trouble because I have so much emotions, testosterone, estrogen, everything goes around. So I don't know whether to say what I'm thinking or think what I'm saying.
I would say the latter.
Okay.
Or think about what you're saying and then say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what if we didn't have teeth, but we did have little sharpened dice. And so every time you chewed, you were basically doing a gamble whether the food would choke you or not.
No, thank you.
Okay, so go back to the other way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, with teeth, yeah.
I thought...
What'd you think? Teen Geiger, don't get frustrated.
Oh,
you're okay.
No.
You're all right.
Just
I know you just got reborn and you haven't been on a podcast in a while. There's a lot going on in your personal life, it seems.
I sometimes sweat through a blackhead.
Ooh.
And then that gives a type of oil, but like a crude oil.
Yeah, yeah. It's a black gold. Texas tea. Yeah, obviously.
But it's Texas tea, but sexist me.
Oh, no.
Interesting.
Yes.
With the Minions.
Do you know the Minions, H.R. Giger?
Personally, two of the three big ones. Yeah. Okay.
You didn't design them, did you? Because they're too cute.
No, that was Groot.
We all agree that they're funny, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Groot designed them.
Yeah,
so
Groot.
Nice.
All right. Well, speaking of the Minions, we need to get to our next guest.
Please.
I don't know what they have dominion over, but they are a mythical creature. Please welcome Pianist Pilates. Oh my God. What? Ah. What was, what just happened?
Oh no.
Ah.
Don't be afraid of me, Scott. My immortal presence is terrifying, isn't it?
You just said not to be afraid of you, so I wasn't. But now you're saying you're terrifying?
I clanked in here noisily with my hooves underfoot, rearing up on my mighty haunches.
Yeah, you have like one bottle for a foot, and it sounds like a basket full of marking pens as another foot?
Shush, little one. You are the little one from the prophecy.
Little, you're only like 6'4".
I'm humongouser than that. I'm 6'10".
Oh.
And I'm half man, half centaur.
I'm sorry. Turn to the
side.
Wait.
Turn
I
to the
said
side.
It wrong. Wait.
I'm familiar with this. I'm familiar with a half man, half centaur. who is so three-fourths man.
Yeah, that would
the
be three-fourths man.
You're mostly man. You just have, like, a bottle for a foot and a basket of marking pens for another foot. That's not even a horse.
One-quarter horse, three-quarters man.
Wait. So below the knees? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
A horse with the torso of a man for a head, and then also human feet on the end of the horse legs.
The heads of a man. The body part, the first half, upper part, man.
The pecs.
The legs, one leg, horse.
Oh, okay.
Are the feet of a man.
Feet of a man.
The okay. eyes of a man.
Okay.
The other leg.
Oh, we're just going part by part.
Of okay. a man.
Like mostly okay. man so yeah. far.
The tail yeah. of one, a horse.
Tail of a, oh, you have a horse tail? Can we
What's
see it?
What's your dingle?
Penis yeah. of a man. Bottom part, top part, horse.
Oh, wait. When you say top part.
Wait.
Do you mean the head or yeah, do you mean everything mushroom. Above the balls? Oh, okay.
So you're part vegetable, animal, man, and mineral.
Schlemiel, schlemazel.
Huss and pfeffer go corporate.
Scott, I've come here clanging your jaw down with my hooves, knocking everything about and yeah. scaring you and all your little friends.
Yeah, I was here. I saw it. You don't have to recap.
I've come to find you, little one.
Oh.
You're the little boy
Again,
from the prophecy.
You're slightly taller than me. What do you need from me?
My kind is going extinct.
You're kind of...
What? You're kind of going stained?
You're getting into
been
stained?
A while.
My kind is going extinct.
Oh, extinct.
Extinct.
Extinct? Are you doing a pun?
See,
I'm the last of my half
no.
man, half son's war.
No, I'm so sorry.
And the prophecy said one little boy, very tall, sad blue eyes, bad personality, could help me.
That's him, all right.
Scott, hop on my rump and ride with Wait. Me to the forest.
Hold on, I don't know how.
Hop on his rump?
I don't know how I'm supposed to help you. Are you
I'm
asking?
Going in things, please.
What? But I don't know what else I could do other than have sex with all. Oh, wait, no.
Yeah. That's not what I'm asking for, Scott.
Oh, why?
It's what I'm asking for.
Hop on my rump and I'll ride you.
Again, it sounds like that's what you're asking for.
I'll trot you to the forest where you will be the chosen little boy to remove the rock from the stone.
A rock from the stone?
Wait a minute.
As legend has it.
What forest?
The forest in Lufufia Bufoncia, my lands.
How long of a trip is this? Because I still need to get up to Big Bear this afternoon. I was already surfing in the morning.
It's not a long trip. We'll take Santa Claus Lane.
Oh, okay.
You know that street? Hop on my rump and I'll rump you down it.
I do not want to hop on your rump.
You must, little
could we
one.
Just, could we get like a tandem motorcycle or something where we could do side
the
by side?
The prophecy tells
something?
The sad little boy must rump on the rump
not
of the last
sad.
Remaining.
Yeah, I have a good personality, according
I'm
to a
familiar
lot of
with this. You have to hop on the rump and then rop on the hump.
I don't know. It's not a very big shelf down there. I mean, it doesn't look like I would be able to fit. It's a very skinny ass, is what I'm trying
it's
to say.
It's half centaur ass and half human
yeah,
ass.
One
you know?
Of the cheeks is humongoid. The other is a
one
is just
not
normal.
Enough. One is not enough.
It's
to
enough
hop
for
on.
You, skinny little one. Please.
Well, thank you.
Please. My kind is going instinct because because we're being killed and hunted for our powers.
Oh, wait, you have powers?
Yes.
What are they?
More than I could ever list.
Well, list a couple.
Okay, I'll list three.
Oh, good. Okay.
First, we can run faster than the fastest man.
Like Usain Bolt?
Yes.
Okay.
But less fast than him, but almost quite as fast.
Oh, okay. So almost as fast as Usain Bolt. That's okay.
So
that's
with impressive. Four legs, one. You can almost run as fast as Usain Bolt.
Yes.
Yeah. Aren't horses faster than Usain Bolt?
Yes.
But that's a full horse.
Full okay. rump power.
So this is not that great.
I have the feet of a man.
You can't run as fast
the
as a horse.
The head of a man.
Okay. I remember
the
all these
tail
things.
Of a horse.
What are your other two powers?
Second power. I can say a funny fact at any time.
Go, 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 go!
List three.
Go, please.
Three facts.
Yes.
One, strawberries are the only fruit with the seeds on the outside. Two, Empire State Building is taller than the other buildings. Three, banana is the only food that's truly yellow.
So all the other yellow foods are just...
truly yellow, Scott. The yellow of a banana.
Tortilla chips?
Wow. No, food.
They're more of a tan.
Okay, my third skill. I can... well, and any centaur can do it. And we have raw, dripping, wet sex appeal. And we can bed any woman we lay eyes on.
Go for it.
There's no women here.
Oh, that's right.
I'm kind of on the verge.
So unusual for Comedy Bang Bang.
Well, but I have bed almost every actress. Nicki Minaj, Barbra Streisand.
Great actress.
Haley Joel Osment.
Nicki Minaj.
Haley Joel Osment.
But unfortunately, none have the pussy of a centaur. And I can't... I can't procreate to keep us from going extinct.
Well, here's my conundrum. You've mentioned that people are killing your kind.
That's my name, Mike Conundrum.
Oh, really? Oh, Mike. I'm sorry, I thought your name was Pianus Pilates. But you,
my human name is Mike Conundrum.
Okay.
I'm a sensual.
So you're three quarters Mike Conundrum.
and a quarter Pianus Pilates.
Mike Conundrum.
Here's my issue. You say people are killing your kind to get their powers.
The police. The police are hunting us.
The police are hunting you?
Yes.
Oh. The police?
What do you mean, just the police?
Well, I mean, why do the police want your powers?
Because they're jealous.
They're jealous? That purely just for jealousy's sake?
Yes.
Okay, here's my thing, though. You're implying that if I were to kill you, I'd get your powers, and you just said that I could have sex with any actress I wanted. So why aren't I killing you right now?
Because there's only one way to kill a sensor.
What is it?
And if you haven't read the Bible by Joseph Smith, you won't know what it is.
You're a Mormon centaur?
Every centaur is.
Oh, every centaur is a Mormon? LDS?
Yes, Latter-day Saints.
Are we allowed to say LDS anymore? I heard you weren't allowed to say that.
Oh, really?
I can say whatever I want. Piss, fuck, shit.
Oh, okay. Look, just tell us the way to kill you.
Okay, you have to pull my tail, and it's attached to my butt, which is attached to my heart, and all the noodles will come out of my body immediately and fall slop on the floor.
Oh.
Please don't do it.
Okay, I mean, I kind of want to do it.
Don't.
It kind of seems like he wants us to.
I'm the last one, and you're the little boy meant to save me.
How can I save you if I jump on your rump?
Get on my rump.
Okay, yeah, no,
or
I know.
Or ride into the forest, and you'll pull the stone from the rock.
The stone
from the rock. No, it was the rock from the stone. Matt Gourley here doing a caricature of Giger.
Hey, don't make fun of my guesting Giger.
Sorry.
You and he. You are the same.
It's happening.
Scott, if you won't do it, I'll take this little boy.
Oh, me?
Okay.
I'll hop on your rump. Give me half a chance. I'm a rump hopper from way back.
Have you hopped on a rump before?
Yeah.
Then you're tainted, slut.
Oh, no, I haven't. Oh,
hey, don't slut shame my guest.
Sorry. Centaurs only like to bed women who have never been bedded before.
Please
slut shame. Nicki Minaj, Barbra Streisand.
They're virgins? They were all I believe Haley, but they were all virgins.
Who wants another fun fact? Venom is made from jeans.
Wow. I think it's the reverse. Go ahead, take him, and I want to kill you.
Well,
so this appearance didn't turn out the way you hoped.
You'll have
sure,
to run fast enough to catch me.
How
bitch.
Fast can you run?
Almost slightly, as fast almost as Usain
Bolt.
Usain Bolt. And Usain Bolt is faster than Usain.
Yeah, you are the same.
You are the same.
So faster than Usain Bolt.
Bolt.
Exactly. And now I've run, and I just ran 60 kilometers.
Oh,
but
okay.
I've seen Saddam Hussein Bolt pretty quickly. Does he count?
Yeah, from that hidey hole.
Oh, his little spider hole.
Spider hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Try.
You think he called it a hidey hole?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
And he's like, spite. Yeah. Well, come here.
No. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Put your hands in your pockets first.
Okay, I'll put my hands in my pockets.
All right. And don't look at my wet tail.
Ooh. Why is it so wet?
It's dripping wet. I pissed on it. That's how centaurs do it.
Okay.
We don't use toilets, Scott. We piss down the fur of our tails.
I don't know that I want to grab
and
that
the
piss of tail.
So absorbent,
I'll
it sucks it.
It
up.
I'll do
You'll
it.
Do it? All right, yeah.
Let me take off my weather-resistant glove.
Okay.
Is yeah. this like Avatar, where we will braid our tails into each other, only I don't have a tail, but I kind of do?
No, you'll hop on my rump, and I'll rump you into oblivion.
Oh.
We'll get to the forest, and we'll do the rock. Come on, let's go.
Here I hop.
Where do they go? They're mostly running around
They're
the room.
They're just running around the room at 60 kilometers an hour.
Tally-ho, the Hound of the Hare Adagio.
We've arrived.
What? We're still in the studio.
Listen to the sounds of the forest. You can hear the magical birds chirping.
You never ran out. You never ran out the door.
No,
the door has been
Scott,
shut.
Scott, the forest is in our imaginations.
Oh,
yes.
I see it.
Do you yes. see it? Everyone try and listen. And everyone hear a different kind of sound of bird now.
Hi, welcome to the Rainforest Cafe. That's my bird.
Oh, there it is. Do you see it, little one?
Yes.
The rock and the stone.
Okay.
Can you pull it?
I will try.
Try to wank it out with all of your might.
How did that rock get in that stone?
Legend has it, it was put there by Princess Diana 50,000 years ago.
Princess Diana was an immortal?
No, well, in our world, she is a pig. She's a different one from yours.
Oh, okay. Multiverse, meaning the same Princess Diana,
no,
but you're
she's a pig named...
Maybe just someone named Princess.
She's queen of the pigs.
Oh, okay.
And
but
she,
unlike
but they call
our
Princess
Diana was not queen of the pigs.
She wasn't? What disrespect have you put on her name?
Sorry, no, she was...
She was merely princess of the pigs.
No, she was not. She had nothing porcine about her. All right, so what do we do now?
Okay, yank, little one, with all of your might.
By the powers of the band Korn, I summon thee, Hard Rock. Death rock, metal rock, all rock, mineral, and quartz. Come with me. I, like Mel Brooks, have the Schwartz.
Oh, my God, he...
Oh!
He did it.
I did it. I'm the chosen one.
You've done it. Now you must procreate with me to make more sense,
I
Wars.
Knew it was getting there. Oh, boy. The whole pulling the rock from the... That had nothing to do with it. You just want someone to...
I put the rock in the stone, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Wait a minute.
You want someone to bone you.
You tricked me into boning you.
Wait, you already
did
it?
Who?
Oh.
In fact, we've already done it. That's what the rump ride was.
Oh.
Oh, see... I knew I didn't want to get on
Has
that.
My seed found purchase in your soil?
Is it crawled up my wet tail and into my butthole and out my eyes?
Is that the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
So are we expecting?
Yes, I'm pregnant.
Wow, congratulations
my boy.
You. Well, what about me?
Congratulations.
I did something here, too.
You're not pregnant, though.
No, but I mean, it couldn't have happened without me.
Is that why you have that big, fat belly?
The belly of a man, the eyes of a horse, the feet of a hoof.
Yes, we know.
The tail.
We know
of
those.
A,
but maybe the
of
womb
a
of a woman?
The womb of a woman horse.
Oh, okay. A woman horse.
Yes. A woman horse. A filly, a mare.
A mare of Easttown.
Oh. Yeah.
Speaking of the fillies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now this baby will come out in 45 seconds.
Oh, whoa.
Wait, how much horses or centaur is going to be in this one?
Well,
is this going to be like more than
square,
three quarters?
Shall we?
Oh,
because I'm half man, half centaur.
Yeah. So you're three quarters man, so this will be...
What are you, 100% man?
No, don't go jumping to no conclusions.
Okay, what other parts are you, pray
tell? I'm 73% man.
Okay.
8% woman. 9% go like a slime mold.
Okay, that's 94.
Okay, 1% a half percent milk.
Oh.
1%.
So 1% of half percent milk. I didn't know they
like
made
skim milk?
Yeah, skim milk.
I thought it was 2%.
Okay. 2.73% just a marmalade, but take the color out. Okay.
Okay.
Then
goo.
Yeah,
yes.
Jelly.
Yeah.
Then I'm a little bit napalm, a little bit rock and roll.
Mm.
And then just finally the rest is just like so let's say you took Play-Doh.
Okay.
But you boiled it down, rendered the tallow out of it, and then you emptied an ink pen into that. Could we have a name for that so we could just call it something?
There should be a name.
Shrimp.
For that.
Shrimp.
Shrimp.
So I'm
like
most,
Detlef?
Yes, Detlef Shrimp. Okay.
Yes.
Everybody
exactly
got it?
Okay, yeah. I think so. So this is going to be a healthy stew of a kid. Oh, by the way, 45 seconds has elapsed.
It's coming.
Oh, no. Oh,
my. It should be here.
Where does it come out of?
Quick, hide under the table.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
it's hide under the table.
Us or the baby?
Nothing is more violent or ferocious than our sensual baby. Here it comes.
Oh, my God.
So much banging and shaking.
Oh, oh my God, it bit Christian's penis off.
Oh, my penis is off.
That penis was delicious.
The baby speaks.
The baby speaks.
My baby boy.
What about my penis?
You have H.R. Giger's accent.
Oh, look at my little one.
You must be my daddy.
I must be. Hi.
You're not one of those things from nature that kills the parents, are you?
Hey, maybe. Don't put any ideas in it.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to check.
Nature versus nurture, friend. Why don't you suckle on one of these guys?
Oh, my
God. It's going to bite it off.
That's what you're supposed to do.
You have so many teats.
Yes.
Did you? Those are surgical.
Huh?
Yeah. How many boob jobs have you had?
Well, do you want to know the original real ones or the...
Just the fake ones.
To tell a family secret, some of these are borrowed.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Some are blue.
Can I get my penis back, please?
Well, the penis will not be given back to you. The baby is asleep. Thank you all, comrades, for helping me.
Comrades?
You're a communist?
I didn't realize this was a
Wait
communist
a minute,
thing.
Bets off! No
yeah,
way, I'm
no.
not checking up with a communist.
No.
Oh, come on.
Get out of here. Go
I'm
back
okay
to Ruski.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
How are you going to get back to the Comedy Bang Bang studio if not by humping on my rump, then?
Oh, no.
I think we just close our eyes and imagine we're
That's
back.
That's not right? how it works. You must
was
get on
here.
Wait, did I imagine my penis has been bitten off?
Let me
no.
take a look.
No, it's been
no,
gone.
Jesus.
It's
oh,
gone.
God.
Still
it's
gone.
Totally gone.
You better tourniquet that MF-er.
Everyone quick, a 5-man rump stack on me.
No, we're not going to have sex with you.
5-man rump stack. Come on, just to get back to the studio.
I'm game.
I can't. I don't
right,
have a penis
got our
anymore.
First stack rumped up. Who's on for second stack?
I don't do pinkos.
I don't do sloppy fifths either.
Scott, if we leave you in this forest, God knows what's going to happen to you.
Wait, where's this door lead? We're right next door to the studio.
Oh, rats.
All right, we're back. Look, pianist, if you don't mind me calling you pianist. Is it just penis?
Pianist Pilates.
Pianist Pilates. Thank you for coming on the show. I'm glad you finally have an heir.
I do. An heir to the hungry throne.
Hungry?
Yes. That's what it's called in Mabufia Bufancia.
Oh, okay. Well, it's wonderful to know all of these traditions.
Why
and
is it called the Hungry Throne, I wonder?
Everyone who sits on it is absolutely starving.
You think they wouldn't do it, then?
Just...
Is
never
it because
mind.
It's a
never
toilet?
Mind. You can't say never
it's
mind.
It's a toilet, and you defecate and rid your bowels, and so you can eat again and you're hungry?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Now, Scott, even though you ignored the prophecy, don't think it won't come for you. I'll be back.
I'm not so sure about that.
You'll see what will happen to you from
okay.
ignoring the prophecy. Bad stuff.
Bad stuff is going to happen?
So it's happening now.
Really? Hopefully it won't happen until the plugs, because we're coming up here on the plugs.
You'll feel it.
Okay, well...
Deep in your plugs, Scott.
Deep inside the plugs? I'm going to feel something? All right, well, let's check it out, because we are running out of time. We just have time for one final feature. That's a little something called plugs.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang,
I got to tell you...
What's in the bag?
Motherfucking plugs. That's what I got in this motherfucking bag. Back up in your way.
Back up in your comedy bang bang ass.
Motherfucking plugs.
Now's the time. Now's the time. The time. Times now.
Just plug your shit. Just plug your shit.
You are motherfucking king.
That's that comedy
bang bang bump.
All right, that was What's in the Bag by the titular creation of Adam. And by the way, I do believe The titular creation of Adam burned that on a CD and mailed it to us sometime in the last year. So we just opened it. Thank you so much to them. And guys, what do we want to plug? Obviously, Santa Claus, 'tis the season, as they say.
Yes, I'd like to plug, obviously, send $8 to Santa Claus.
Sure.
But also another client of mine named Paul F. Tompkins has a
show.
He's
with you too?
Yes, of course, my boy. You and he, you are the same.
Oh, that's right.
He has a show on December 18th called Varietopia at Lodge Room in Highland Park.
Well, that sounds fun. Those are. Is it a special holiday themed one, I wonder?
It's a special holiday themed one.
That must be fun.
Maybe Santa Claus will be there.
Oh,
yeah. Not me.
Oh, the other one. Yeah. The real one.
The real one. He's got nothing to do now. but that's get tickets at paulftompkins.com/live.
All right.
Almost couldn't get it out.
Incredible. And Christian, obviously, The Recruit is
obviously
out in a mere 11 days.
So soon.
The countdown has begun.
It has.
Right
on the Netflix building, there's a clock.
That's right. Season 2 in the works.
I mean, we hope. Put your eyes on it.
Are you dead by the end of this, or?
I cannot say, but I do hope we get a second season.
So sounds like you live throughout
the
experience.
I don't know.
All right. Incredible.
Everybody watch, and if you're bored, just leave it playing and walk away.
Yeah, that's right. And
it's not boring.
Rewind to your parts and just watch those over and over.
Go watch your anus.
And Teen Geiger, speaking of anuses, what do you have to plug?
So my client, Matt Gourley, he has a band called Townland.
Yeah, he's been in here several times.
Why doesn't he come in now?
I don't know. Why doesn't he?
You got this, Geiger. You got this for me. Okay, buddy, I won't let you down. I won't let you down.
Okay.
His band Townland has a new Christmas single called Christmas on the Rocks that's out now.
Where can people get it?
Oh, don't even forget about it, because you can go on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube, Tidal, the Deezer.
Wow. Deezer?
Yeah, that's real.
What about D's?
Nuts?
D's what? Yeah.
I'm looking.
It doesn't help when you're pointing down at your penis.
You gave me a hint. You're losing the thread, Geiger. Sorry. And you can buy it on Bandcamp to own it for your own.
Why don't we play it at the end of this show and people can hear it and then say like, oh, I love that song so much. And then they'll buy it.
That would be great. Right, Matt? I don't care.
Oh,
Matt. I want you to play it. I don't know why he doesn't.
What's wrong with Matt these days?
I don't know, man.
Hey, Shimmy.
Hey.
What's going on, dude?
I hope you play the song.
Oh, I will. But yeah. What do you play on it again?
You know. Come on.
Oh, that's right. And pianist. What do you want to play?
Pilates.
Oh, my God.
Please.
You're right. I do feel a little.
I knew it would get you.
Yeah, in the middle of the plot.
Please familiarize yourself with our species, the Sentinels, to protect us and read the Chronicles of Narnia by Louis C.K.
Isn't that just a Christian allegory? By Louis C.K.
Chronicles of Narnia by Louis C.K.
All right.
He's our god.
Oh, jeez.
And he'll be coming for you, Scott.
Louis C.K. will be?
For the prophecy.
Okay. Well, if I ever see him, I'll try to avoid him. All right. I want to plug. Well, first of all, hey, there are a lot of Comedy Bang Bang holiday merch out now. There's the CBB Ugly Sweater, which looks really cool. Stickers, T-shirts, water bottles, all sorts of stuff. There's even a limited number of CBB tour posters signed by that guy that Santa Claus was talking about, his client Paul F. Tompkins and myself. To have these by Christmas, make sure to order by 12/16. Also, vote for the best ofs. Vote for your favorite episodes of Comedy Bang Bang for 2022. Head over to cbbworld.com/vote. You can pick 10 of your favorite episodes, and then we'll count them down at the end of the year. And also enter the contest, because one of you out there is going to win sponsoring one of those episodes that you're going to hear in the final best ofs. Go to cbbworld.com/book. If you prove that you bought the Comedy Bang Bang book, then you can enter the contest and you can talk about why you like one of these episodes. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Take one hand, put it up. Take the other, put it down. You're gonna make a box. It's time to start to close it. but don't close it too much or you open up the plug bag. We're opening up that plug bag. And when you open up that plug bag, you open up your heart for the rest of the world. I'm talking open up the plug bag. I open up the plug bag. Open up the plug bag as hard as you can. Then you open up your heart. Open up the plug.
Ooh, boy, that was something. That was closing up the plug Bach. By Duncan Meek. Thank you so much. And guys, I want to thank you, Christian. Always great to see you.
So good being here. Happy holidays
to you, my friend.
You, my good man.
I hope you have a wonderful, and many hamburgers to you. I'm sorry I didn't say it to you. Santa Claus, many hamburgers to you, of course.
And also with you. Can't wait to hear that song and make some money.
That's right. Teen Giger, many hamburgers to you.
Just a bunch to you.
Yeah. And hey, pianist?
Fuck you, Scott.
What? Why?
The prophecy. Wow.
Well, no hamburgers to you then.
Be careful next time you try to eat one.
Oh, dude, that sounds ominous. All right, we'll be back next time. But until then, let's hear the song by Townland, everyone. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
The family's in a feud. The tree's a tinder box. Mother's in a mood. It's Christmas on the run. The goose is overcooked. The world is overwrought. God is overbooked. It's Christmas on the run. But still we aim to fill our spirits to the brim. Praise the Lord and pass the scotch. A brandy's handy when the world is looking grim. Yes, it's Christmas on the rocks. Brothers in a brew, sisters on the socks. Father's getting stewed. It's Christmas on the rocks. And yet we'll never fret for want of alcohol. Hallelujah, have some schnapps. My friend, a bourbon is the greatest gift of all. When it's Christmas on the rocks, baby, please come. Bring only Tylenol.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.